Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
He's a former Brewers pitcher. You can hear him on his podcast, Buses, Benches, and Baseball. It's time to hear from FanDuel Sports Network Brewers analyst, Tim Dillard, as he joins Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's, broadcasting live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan Studios, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook.
There he is, Tim Dillard. Follow him on Twitter at DimTiller. Tim, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, Sparky. How are we doing today?
There's so much. I don't even have time to be positive or negative. We just got to talk about just general news and notes at this point, Tim Dillard. Okay, sure. First things first, Savali gets sent down to the bullpen and then asked for a trade. Apparently shortly after that, he was just talking to the media at American Family Field about the trade request. Your thoughts on how this whole thing has played out for Savali?
Well, I mean, I haven't heard his direct comments, but you got to put yourself in this guy's shoes. He's a big leaguer. He's been a big league starter for a long time, and he probably feels like he deserves to be in the rotation. And you know what? What we've seen with the Brewers this year is they've been really they have really high expectations for what the starting rotation has become. I mean, when they sent Tobias Myers down after what he did last year, you were kind of like, whoa, that's a wake-up call for a lot of people. And then they sent Logan Henderson down because he has options, and he was lights out for 4 games. So you start looking around, and, I mean, there's a lot of pressure. There's a lot of healthy competition going on in the starting rotation, which I think is good. I honestly, you want guys to be, like, kind of looking over their shoulder a little bit. I don't think this today so much reflects Savali as much as it reflects Jacob Mizrowski and what he's been able to put together and his day to shine here tonight.
Let's talk about Jacob Mizrowski and his day to shine here tonight. 6'7". And when you are that tall, it has got to be a lot more difficult to, I would imagine, repeat mechanics, just like it would be for a hitter that's that size. So he really has to kind of put it all together, and probably more difficult than, say, somebody that's like 5'8", 5'9", or 6', more of a normal size. Is that fair or unfair?
I mean, your body type and your arm angle is going to dictate a lot about your mechanics. If you throw 100, if you miss on your mechanics a little bit, it's going to miss a lot out of the zone. If you have quieter mechanics, softer mechanics, that could play a factor. But for him, his stuff is so electric. Staying in the zone is really his only competition. But he gets down the mound so much. The extension, it looks like he's letting go of the ball right in front of the hitter. And he needs to know that. And I think that's probably what the Brewers have seen over the last, couple months, is just a guy that knows how good he is when he's in the zone. I know the walks are still there, but the strikeouts, my goodness, are through the roof. And this guy just continually getting better. I think it's the right call calling him up, honestly.
When we talk about him, we always talk about the fastball. You know, he threw up one pitch at, 103 miles an hour so far this season. That was in, like, the seventh inning of a game, I think. Fastest fastball in the minor leagues this year. And that's what everybody talks about. But, man, I've been watching some stuff from him this year, highlights, whatever else. That curveball looks filthy.
that curveball's nasty. It's like a two planes. It kind of comes in and then darts down. Also throws a really hard slider. Also working on a changeup. I mean, can he pitch with one pitch? Probably, you know, and do pretty decent if he's locating it. But this is the big leagues. You need at least two big league pitches, and you need to know how to use them, when to use them. I think all the seasoning in the AAA, whatever reason, I think they finally were like, okay, it's clicked for him. Now's the time to call him up. Because, honestly, if you wait too long to call up a guy in AAA, not that they're going to get mad or bitter or anything, but they're going to feel like, oh, I'm not doing good enough. I need to change something. And that is not a good place to be as a pitcher when you're in the minor leagues going, I'm out there dealing the baseball. My stuff is so electric, but yet I got to do more. A lot of times that backfires. So for them, the Brewers to call him up now is probably a good shot. Another couple weeks in the minors, he may start going, well, what I'm doing is not good enough, so I need to change something.
So how hard is it then for a guy like Logan Henderson that was amazing up here and still got sent down?
Well, that's the whole thing. You can throw Tobias Myers in there as well. Like they had a ton of starting pitching. Everybody got hurt, it seems like, in spring training, and then they were trying to piece it together, and all the pieces fit really good. Quinn Priester, Chad Patrick, Peralta, obviously. Quintana came out of nowhere when he was hurt, but now he's come back. I mean, these guys are mainstays right now because they're pitching deep in the ballgames, giving the team a chance to win every single time. So it's very limited on spots when it comes to innings and who's going to be that fifth man. Is this, you know, going to work out for the Brewers? Who knows? But for whatever reason, they think right now is the right time to call up this arm because it's a special one.
When we talk about the Brewers and the starting rotation, and today obviously is about Jacob Mizorowski. Clearly, as he takes on Sonny Gray and the Cardinals. Tonight we have the leadoff show.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Tommy Wirtz gets you started up at 5 o'clock, 90-minute pregame show like it always is on a 6:30 weekday game. When we talk about another guy in this rotation, Priester, he looked one way when he got there, and he, to me at least, I'm just a fan, but to me at least, looks like he has improved tremendously from when they first got him.
Well, honestly, it comes down to opportunity. You know, the Brewers go get him out of AAA, and they put him in the big leagues. And you kind of see the raw talent there. He relies heavily on his sinker more so than his previous organizations. Now, suddenly, the ground ball rates through the roof, and when he starts mixing in the other stuff for strikes, I mean, he's punching tickets. Struck out a bunch the other day and got the ground balls. And, I mean, that's what they're looking for. They're looking for guys that can go deeper into ballgames. Can't have a rotation of guys throwing five innings and diving. That's occasional. That's okay. But can't have a bunch of people doing that. That's why I think they're trying to find guys that can go deeper into ball games. I wouldn't be surprised if we don't see Quinn Priester throw like a complete game sometime this season.
Really?
I mean, it has to work out. Like, listen, we've seen four complete games in the last 6 days around baseball. Sadly, one of them was against the Brewers yesterday. But when you're a sinker ball guy and your pitch count's down and your innings start going up, I mean, this is what we've seen. I feel like Priester every time out, I know he's been piggybacking a few of those times with DL Hall, but I mean, his pitch count's been down. All of a sudden, he's in the seventh inning. If the Brewers have a good enough lead, I don't think that's out of the realm of possibility at all.
Talk with Tim Dillard, FanDuel Sports Network, Brewers analyst. Follow him on Twitter at Dim Tiller. Joins us every Thursday here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's on the Fan at 3:20. What about our guy Chad Patrick? Yesterday, probably the worst outing he's had to date. What went wrong yesterday for Chad Patrick?
I don't know. I didn't really look at it that closely. I was actually up at X Golf looking through the window while my kids were swinging the golf club. No, I think, you know, once you're in the big leagues for a while, there's enough data where they can kind of see what they're looking at. I know Acuna got him.
Yep.
Michael Harris II got him. I know Michael Harris II, his was a cutter, so I think it was just kind of a missed spot on the cutter. But you can't fault one guy, you know, having a bad game when he's been good the other dozen.
Absolutely.
Or so that he pitched.
Yeah.
I mean, the Brewers are looking for guys that are going to be mainstays in this rotation.
Yep.
He got in there, solidified that he can do that and carry the weight of that. And yeah, you're allowed to have a bad game. It didn't have a reflection on who he is as a pitcher or anything. He's done fantastic. Look for him to be, you know, tightening up maybe some of those cutters And I mean, I think for him to go five and give up five, I mean, that last inning, he looked really good.
Now, I am old, so that probably comes into this. Charlie, my producer, you know, it's a year out of college or whatever the case may be, 2 years out of college, and he doesn't necessarily agree with my thoughts on some of this stuff. But if you hit a home run off of me and you're dancing and stopping and dancing between second and third, you're going to get one in the rib cage the next time I see you. That Acuna stuff, I don't know how he doesn't get hit more by opposing pitchers when he does stuff like that.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's pretty theatrical. I know, was it game one he hit a home run?
Yep.
And did that. I'm not sure who was off of, I can't remember, but like the next pitch was up and in on the next batter. On purpose? I don't know. I doubt it. But yeah, I mean, if this happened 20 years ago, his next at-bat, he'd have been absolutely smoked.
Yep.
But this is the times that we're living in now. The guy's worth $100 million or whatever. It's like, you don't want to be that guy that does that, and then all of a sudden you're getting fined, and you're getting all this bad press. So I think there's people that probably want to put an end to it, but if they try to do that, there's no way they can do it in such a way that's acceptable, you know, outside of 1970 to 1990, you know?
I got one more for you, because at 4:20 we're going to ask the question to the listeners. What are expectations for you for Mizorowski tonight, where you're like, if he does this, it's a good outing?
I would say five innings, get around the, you know, the order a couple times, and then see where we're at. We got to interview, I did the Roku game on Sunday. I was with Don Orsillo and Sophia. We went to go talk to Padres manager Schilt, and he was talking about the guy that they had that they just brought up to pitch. And he goes, you know, I don't want to put a expectation on it. He goes, I'd be happy with five. He's like, but we're going to read the game. We're going to read how his stuff is working to the Brewers hitters. He's like, we're going to take a look at, you know, if he's fatigued or anything like that. We're going to put a soft five innings on that with the chance to go further in the ballgame. And that ended up happening. So I think what they want to do is say, hey, don't worry about pitch count. Don't worry about the innings. Let us worry about that. You pitch your game. And, I mean, who knows? I mean, if they catch fastballs early for outs and his pitch count's way down, I mean, it could be a gem for the kid.
I cannot wait. Tim Dillard, FanDuel Sports Network, Wisconsin Brewers analyst. Follow him on Twitter at Dim Tillard. As always, a pleasure. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Can't wait to watch this one tonight. Everybody tune in.
Buy your tickets, man. Go to this game. This could be the first start of a guy that will be in the All-Star game for a bunch of years. Go buy tickets. Go to the game. Tim, thank you so much.
You got it.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom?
Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.